Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night across Israel is warm and calm. In Tel Aviv, clear skies dominate, offering a peaceful ambiance. Jerusalem enjoys a similar night with a gentle breeze. Haifa remains tranquil, with a mild temperature perfect for a walk. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, Hezbollah's chief claims the Lebanon-Israel deal undermines Lebanon's dignity and its military. This came earlier today during a speech marking the second Lebanon war anniversary. Also, Ynet reports that the IDF confirms Hamas commander Mohammed Mushtaha was killed by wounds from a July airstrike. The commander had participated in the October 7th attack. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reveals President Trump vows to declare the Strait of Hormuz as U.S. territory after defeating Iran. He emphasized the complete control via a naval blockade earlier today. Separately, the Jerusalem Post highlights concerns raised by the press council over IDF restrictions on journalists in Qusra. This demand for responses follows a Channel 14 reporter's access to the village. And finally, Maariv reports the Houthis intensified their offensive near Bab al-Mandab, using explosive boats and drones. This escalation occurred on Yemen's western coast earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English wrote just minutes ago that the U.S. seeks a public condemnation from Prime Minister Netanyahu over a Jewish settler siege in a Palestinian village. Iris, a commentator, expressed gratitude for the efforts to locate Mali and Liel, who are now safe. She noted the global concern and the role of Israeli intelligence in their rescue. Jake Wallace Simons commented minutes ago on Trump's statement about Hormuz, pointing out the audacity of declaring it U.S. territory. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Hezbollah's chief, Naim Qassem, criticized Lebanese authorities for conceding too much in the Lebanon-Israel deal. He accused them of sacrificing national dignity. According to the Times of Israel, this reflects ongoing tensions and Hezbollah's influence in Lebanon. The implications could affect future negotiations and stability in the region. Turning to the killing of Hamas commander Mohammed Mushtaha, the IDF claims he was involved in the October attack and held hostages. Ynet reports that this strike was part of a broader Israeli campaign against Hamas operatives. This development could impact Hamas's operational capabilities and the security dynamics in Gaza. Meanwhile, President Trump's declaration about the Strait of Hormuz marks a significant escalation in rhetoric against Iran. Israel Hayom reports his emphasis on U.S. control via naval forces. This statement could heighten tensions in the region and influence global oil markets. Separately, the press council's concerns over IDF restrictions in Qusra highlight issues of press freedom. The Jerusalem Post states this comes after a Channel 14 reporter's entry into the village. This situation underscores the challenges journalists face in conflict zones and the importance of transparency. Finally, the Houthis' attack near Bab al-Mandab poses serious threats to maritime security. Maariv describes the use of explosive boats and drones in their assault. This escalation could disrupt shipping routes and exacerbate the humanitarian crisis in Yemen. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom. Business reports that Tadiran will compensate customers over 89,000 shekels. This follows a court-approved settlement over misleading air conditioner sales. Separately, Katek reveals that despite an Iranian strike costing Bazan $245 million, the refinery's earnings surged. The conflict drove up refining margins, benefiting the company financially. And finally, Globes announces Bank Leumi's record quarterly profit of 2.83 billion shekels. This marks an 8.5% increase, showcasing the bank's strong performance despite economic challenges. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.